Josh, say relatively.
Relatively?
Oh, no, now you're saying it like me.
Wait, what?
Ooh, how did he say it?
You previously said it like the word related, so it was like, I can't do it. It's too awkward.
Relatively?
Yeah, oh, God, isn't that gross?
I've never said it that way.
Dude, you said it 5 seconds ago. You were talking about something.
Relatively.
I've never said it that way, even 5 seconds ago.
All right, well, what were you talking about?
Well, I don't know.
Relatedly.
Relatedly, yeah. Different, different word. Totally different word. ED. Different spelling, different usage, all that. I had one of those nights last night, Tappan. I know we've talked about these a lot that just feel like these little one-off vignettes in your life.
Sure.
That it's just like all these things are very self-contained. And one of the elements, I'll tell you about all the details some other time, but one of the elements, we went to this Mongolian hot pot place.
Well, that sounds pretty unique.
Yeah, it was. I mean, I had been to this place before. This place was called The Q.
Okay.
There's no Q in Mongolian hot pot.
Like short for BBQ?
No, just called The Q. I don't know.
The Q. Huh.
Oh, you went to Quicken Loans Arena?
And so they had a lot of tables, as you would expect from most restaurants. And the tables...
What happened to the relatively quick part of this? That's when we were talking about the word relatively. All right? If you're curious, yeah. When it came up, they had a lot of tables at this restaurant. Oh, my fucking Christ.
But Josh has said it in an intriguing way. Yeah.
Well, the tables had leaves that like folded out, you know, so you could add more people to the tables. And during the course of our stay, they changed the leaves at our table twice. Like, we had to completely shift our table around more than once. And it was just like, I don't know, I've never had that happen before. And it just got me thinking, how can other people affect my dining experience? Gave me a good idea for a restaurant. You don't order for your own table. You order for the table next to you.
Oh.
Like, and who orders for you?
The table on the other side. It's like a big round thing. You're ordering for the table to your left, or...
I see. It's a big round thing.
Yeah. I feel like Mike represents the inner, just like, human animal in all of us, you know? Mm-hmm. He doesn't care about the strategic part just yet of what do I do for the next table, what do I think of. His first thought was, oh, I've lost my food option. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm in trouble now.
Well, yeah. My place in line now matters more than ever.
Fascinating.
Right. Who am I next to?
So, like, if you had to order for somebody else that you've never met before, based
on... Josh, I know you want to ask this question, but our friend Mike is now very curious where his next meal will come from. We have to address that.
Okay. So, let's say you have, let's say a couple about 50-ish years old comes in. Fairly well dressed, not like wearing a suit or anything, but like they had a nice night out, or this is the start to their nice night out or something.
Maybe like a quarter zip with a button down underneath it, but no tie.
She's wearing a hat that is a little out of place. I'll let you fill in the blanks on what that means.
Oh, wait, can I?
Sure.
Maybe the hat features an animal that is currently being cooked in the hot pot. That's a poor look. Oh, you don't wear a hat of chickens to a chicken restaurant.
Do they make hats out of chickens?
Oh, Mike, you haven't traveled.
Well, also, this doesn't have to be a hot pot place.
Oh, right. I forgot pot.
That's
true. Can we go to a nostalgia restaurant called the Forgot Pot?
Yeah. That could be...
That's my restaurant.
Old soups?
No, it's going to be everything that was popular. I don't know. There were popular dishes in the 50s, in the 60s, in the 70s, in the 80s, in the 90s, and the 2000s, and then again in the 2010s. So we could just have all old dishes.
Okay.
All old ones.
Yeah, but like of the time.
What kind of dishes are old? Like, I can think of snacks. Like, you don't really see people having fruit by the foot anymore.
Well, that's fair. See, for some reason, I know this isn't a thing, so before both of you and all the listening audience judge me on it, I know it's not a thing, but I keep associating a cake with the show Friends. I don't know why. Do they eat a cake in that opening montage at all? But anyway, that's the kind of thing we would sell at Forgot Pot.
Okay.
A Friends cake.
And other, like, historically nostalgic TV-based foods.
Milk steak.
Yep, that'd be in there.
Yeah. That's a good one.
We're getting a little off topic. Tappan, what do you think this couple would order for Mike?
I'll tell you on the other side. This is ridiculous that we haven't hit the credits yet. Also, Mike, are you alive? Are you an alive person today? Just before
I am.
We get like into the recording. Are you sure?
Yes.
You sound asleep.
Why?
Why do you sound asleep? I don't know, the tone of your voice, the volume, the delivery in which you like say your words.
No, I'm all here.
All right.
Very awake.
All right, I guess we can keep doing the show then. Hello, you're listening to Instead Of, a hypothetical podcast featuring Josh Harrison, Mike Bogart, allegedly, and me, Dapanjani. Enjoy the show.
Hello, it's me, Mike Bogart. You said hello at the beginning. I'm responding because I'm here, awake and alive, for your entertainment. Say something. Hello.
All right.
Still here.
We're good, Mike. It's okay.
Entertaining you?
Jesus Christ. He's in a fever dream.
Till the cows come home.
He doesn't know we're here, Josh. He does not know we're here.
It's probably better that way.
It's worse that way.
Oh, God. Now he can hear us in his dreams. All right. Now we have a bunch of time, so go ahead.
Well, okay. So you got this man and this woman with some food on her hat that is featured on this menu. So I'm asking you to make some judgments on these people, knowing nothing else about them other than what we've described. What are they going to order for Mike?
And this is at the Fragot Pot, right?
It's the Fragot Pot that also is this new trendy style of ordering in the round.
Oh, yeah.
And she's wearing a chicken hat.
Oh, my God. Wait, both of you. Wait, listen. The slogan of this place will be make each other's memories.
Ooh.
Oh, I like that.
Love that.
Yeah. Josh, can you take over what the people order? Because I now feel creatively tapped out because that was probably the best thing I'll say all week.
Make each other's memories.
Okay. Let's see here. So I feel like these people might be a little self-centered.
Okay. That's a weird way to order for someone else.
And so they're going to focus on what they're nostalgic for their own things.
A self-centered person walks into a nostalgic restaurant.
Well, it's like, I don't know. If I walk in and there's somebody younger than me, I would try and pick something from their era that they are nostalgic for.
Fascinating.
Or, I mean, it could go either way because it could also be me wanting to share my memories from someone that wasn't alive to experience the foods of my era.
Benevolent narcissism.
Right.
Have some beans, Mike, out of a can. That's what we ate in the 20s.
Yeah, everybody loves beans.
Wait, no, the 20s were good. That's what we ate in the 30s.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. 20s, we ate caviar and stuff.
I think they're going to order chicken a la king for you.
Okay. What is that? I mean, it sounds like me.
I've never heard that. Wait, do you eat it alongside a king?
With a king.
It's like, I don't know. It's like this creamy chicken dish. I think it's something that they ate in like the 50s and 60s. I don't know.
Okay. Yeah, it's one of those bygone era sort of
why
things.
Do you think that? Wait, I need to know why.
I don't know. I've just always associated.
Why do you think chicken a la king is what they ate in the 50s?
It sounds like something they would have at Ricky Ricardo's restaurant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see. I'm pulling this up here. One claim it was created by Delmonico's chef Charles Renhofer as chicken a la keen, K-E-E-N-E, in the 1880s. Another version claims created in 81.
Wait, sorry, 1880s? I don't know if we can offer a menu that far back, dude.
That's
come on.
Pretty far.
Yeah.
We're trying to forget that part of the Fragot Pot.
Yeah, that part I feel like wasn't good food.
The Fanny Farmer Cookbook includes a recipe for this in their 1906 update. It became a popular dish during the middle to late 20th century.
I can deal with this.
Okay.
Okay.
Chicken a la king.
It's a dish consisting of diced chicken in a cream sauce, often with sherry, mushrooms, and vegetables, served over rice, noodles, or bread.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
I'll eat that. Thanks.
Okay.
Thanks, other couple.
So that's what they order for you. And then
chicken a la king.
Explain the people that Mike is ordering for.
They're your exact body double from 10 years ago.
They're my exact body double from 10 years ago?
That's right, bitch. I've double nostalgia'd this. I've also brought back clones.
Okay, so I have a 21-year-old clone?
Mike, it's 21-year-old you sitting at the table next to you, 31-year-old Mike.
Oh, God. What does he want?
You know what he wants. You lived his life.
That's what I'm thinking, though. What did I eat? I ate a lot of...
Canadian Club whiskey?
No, Canadian Mist whiskey.
Oh,
thank
no.
you very much.
Oh, no.
Here's a question. Can you, like, give him any information about your future? Like, can you send a message through SpaghettiOs?
Oh, you're saying through the food.
Oh, yeah.
You're so smart, Josh.
Oh, I could spell something out.
Yeah. Except you said SpaghettiOs, didn't you?
I sure did.
I definitely would have eaten SpaghettiOs 10 years ago.
Mike, but that just spells one thing.
Oh, right. I'm thinking Alvin.
Yep, there you go, guys. Okay. Remember back to when you learned.
I have to eat
learned.
Minimum 26 chicken nuggets.
What? Do you understand anything about time travel? Anyway, what are you ordering for your younger self?
I'm going to order myself chicken nuggets in the shape of letters that spell out skip school more. Yeah.
That's good. I can't argue it.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm hungry. I need 14 nuggets.
Is that 14? Well, dude, but what if you learned how to count all those letters that fast in school?
Time travel paradox.
Yeah. You're going to be dumber tomorrow.
Yeah.
And well, I mean, it might be the chicken a la king, but who knows? Hey, by the way, I'm sorry that my voice is a little off. I had the flu starting on Wednesday, and I'm almost back.
You sound fine.
Yeah, you sound back.
That's good. I've been hacking nonstop all week.
Hacking? Slashing?
Well, no, not the fun kind of hacking. But I wore a surgical mask around people so I wouldn't get them sick.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Well, that's it's pretty, like, common Canada practice.
Yeah.
But,
that's good.
I mean, I might, if we had recorded this show at a different point in time, I might have missed it. That would have been my first instead of miss ever.
Wow.
Yeah. You were, you know, flu game.
A flu game. But that gives me the opportunity now to just wonder, and like for all the listeners to wonder, what that would have been like. So for this segment, if you two would just have a conversation, and every now and then I'll throw in some DVD commentary, pretend like I'm not here, just go ahead and have it. That would be really, really great.
Oh, do you have a prompt?
No. I wasn't even in the room, Mike.
Okay.
Oh, an unprompted conversation between me and Josh?
That's right. Sorry, I'll stop talking. I'm sorry.
Okay. Mike?
Yeah?
The stairs in front of Kendra's apartment are the most precariously poorly kept stairs I've ever traveled on. There is ice every step of the way, and every time I go down them, I feel like I'm going to fall to my death.
That's awful.
Yeah.
Did you ever fall?
Wow, he said step so much.
What happened? Did you fall? Did you slip? Are you okay?
Haven't done it yet, but I'm
just scary.
Okay. Yeah, I'm afraid of it happening.
Is it giving you anxiety? Like
a little bit.
Are you staying inside?
Mm-hmm. No, I'm not staying inside, but it is. It's one of those things where every time I step outside, it like reminds me that maybe I shouldn't have.
Mm-hmm. Well, you got to get yak tracks. You ever heard of yak tracks?
No.
They're these metal things, bungee cord things you put over the bottoms of your shoes, and they're like grippy so you don't slip on the ice.
Are they stylish?
they're nerdy as hell.
Okay, so instead of those, how do we give me that protection without making me sacrifice my, you know, as everybody knows, I'm a man of fashion.
We could put batteries in your shoes and heat the bottoms.
Wow, it feels like Mike is doing all the work here.
We can't hear you.
Who are you talking to?
I don't know.
Yes, I knew that was going to happen.
Okay.
Batteries in your shoes.
Okay.
Heat the bottoms. Really, really hot, so they melt ice instantly.
Okay, I like this.
Without burning your feet, though, so also... a lot of foam. They're like a foot tall. Is that okay?
This is what happens when you let Mike go unchained, huh?
Yeah, I feel like that's okay.
Okay. They slowly kind of burn down as you go, though.
Okay.
So by the end of where you're going, you'll be normal height.
Wait, by the end of where I'm going? So that's not very slowly. That means they burn down in like 40 minutes.
It's roughly like 3 hours.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, 3 hours.
Yeah.
Okay.
You turn them off if you go inside.
Oh, well.
How do you drive a car?
Yeah.
You take them off. You take them off.
I take them off. Okay. Well.
Yeah, you have to.
I like that.
Wait, why did they both just say, you take them off? Can they hear me?
No. Mm. Okay. Now, Mike, I appreciate you helping me solve this problem. Give me a problem that I can help you solve.
There we go.
Okay, here's one.
Friendship, reciprocation.
I've been also sick lately. I don't know if you can hear it in my voice.
Okay. Well, I heard that.
It's a sinus infection.
Sounds like it.
As part of this, my nose has just, it's gotten so dry.
Oh, okay.
And the only solution that I know is to put Vaseline on it. But then okay. I just blow the Vaseline right off with my next Kleenex.
Uh-huh.
And it fucking burns like hell.
Right.
So my question for you is, what do I do about my burning raw snot nose?
It's okay. So funny that he's claiming this is a seasonal problem all of a sudden.
Here's what you need. You need extra sticky Vaseline.
Okay. So can I go to the store, though, and get the extra sticky with the straight face?
You
got to
make it yourself.
What is extra sticky Vaseline?
I'm not sure. Oh, huh?
You got to get like a little like mortar and pestle, you know,
pestle.
Those things. Yeah. Pestle. Pestle.
Pronounce the T, but I'm not sure.
Yeah. And you mix together Vaseline and super glue.
Oh. And then I put that in on my nose?
Right on your nose.
With glue.
With glue. Because
then, well, nothing could get in there. That's for sure.
Yeah.
But. It might sort of seal off my skin and I wouldn't grow any new ones and now I just have glue on my nose.
Well, didn't expect Mike to see that.
It's possible.
I think it's likely if I glue my nose closed.
But you wouldn't have the problem anymore.
That's true. It probably wouldn't hurt in the same way.
Right.
It'd hurt in a whole different way.
Different kind of way.
And then I'd have to maybe dissolve the glue off with acid, and my nose might never be the same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
it's pretty big, though. I mean, I guess it could be a little smaller.
Wait, hang on. Well, I'm back. I'm back.
Oh, hey.
Oh, hey.
Welcome.
Guys, great job. You both solved each other's problems. Good job.
Uh-huh. Thanks.
You heard that?
Yeah, I was there the whole time. I was behind the audio mirror.
Hmm.
Audio mirror?
Yeah, I knew I was going to fuck you up forever because of that. I knew I was going to fuck you up for generations with that line, and I'm really glad that we got it recorded.
We can't even go there.
It's in your brain forever. I feel so good about that.
Chewing on that one for a while.
Also, I'm really happy you guys gave each other more problems.
I've been off this week.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean? I thought you said you were working earlier.
Well, I've been off work, but I've been working from home a little bit. But also, I've been off work. I've been out and about. I've been hitting the streets.
This is the most American reaction to being on holiday of all time.
Well, I've been doing some work from home.
Listen to the delusion.
Most days. But I've also been out there walking around. And believe it or not, I've been witness to like 3 or 4 different photo shoots this week.
Okay.
Oh, no way.
Including one currently going on in the college across the street from my window right now.
Okay.
Wait, right now?
Yeah, there's a fashion photo shoot.
Oh, that's cool.
East West University.
East West University.
That sounds so made up.
Yep, it's a real one. It's a real one.
So is it, I mean, does it look cool?
Well, I mean, there's only 3 people, but it seems cool.
You're watching a threesome, aren't you?
No. Everything's above board. They all have their clothes on. No couches. They're all standing.
There's just one camera, and you're like, this is a photo shoot.
Everyone involved is...
getting their POV. I know, Mike, I know.
They're being totally professional.
Okay, great.
Instead of these models modeling, so it's mostly business. It's mostly not pornos.
Okay,
it's like affordable business wear, like a J. Crew outlet kind of photo shoot.
Sure.
Okay.
I would like to know, instead of these models, how do you do it? How are you modeling your affordable business casual sort of maybe a roll neck sweater, as they say.
Wait, what's that? What?
A cardigan, a turtleneck, like a turtleneck.
Oh, who says roll neck?
British people.
Oh, okay.
They call them jumpers, I guess, too.
Yeah.
I don't think all jumpers are turtlenecks.
No. All sweaters are jumpers, but not all roll necks are sweaters.
Have you gotten your passport yet?
Yes, I have.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Paperwork is in, baby.
Good job.
Thanks. Give me your modeling moves. What do you got?
So I think if we're going to sell this stuff, I mean, you have to present a lifestyle that people want to embody themselves.
That's true. It's all about set and setting.
So I think that we've never really seen models doing photo shoots where they are wearing normal business attire to do extreme sports. Like, why can't we have somebody hang gliding in a nice little Pima polo?
A casual blazer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like I have seen this.
Really?
This is such a vivid image in my head. As soon as you said that,
hang gliding in a polo?
Like all those motivational posters. But like satirical motivational posters. Much like the ones you would hang up in your home office, Mike.
I mean...
Okay. Different direction. Slightly different. Going back to the porno route.
Nice.
What if it's like, hey, if you wear our charcoal chinos, your life will become a porno.
Damn, actually, that's a...
Well...
So two of us have had killer slogans on this episode. Can you say that one again, Josh? I can't believe chinos and pornos rhyme, and I never thought of that.
It's gone. I mean, we have it on tape. We'll have to listen back.
Thank God we have it on tape.
I'm pretty sure it was, if you wear our charcoal chinos, your life will become a porno.
It's weird, but I love it.
Yeah, it's wordy, but I mean, the bones are there, so
I think the first half, having charcoal in there, like just... We've created wordiness. Yeah.
Charcoal chinos.
As like a part of this equation. Yeah. And that's what makes the back half, like actual slogan being long, being so good. Your life will be a porno is really the whole thing we're selling.
Right, exactly. And it feels like the type of slogan where you could see like a series of billboards and the first one is charcoal chinos and the next is talking about their loafers and the next is talking about, you know, their broadcloth button downs or
totally. Yes, it's got great branding legs. But you know what I just realized?
What's up?
What if your clothes turn this person, the wearer, into the, you know how every, well, not every porno, but many pornos have like someone getting screwed, not literally, like who's left out of the equation because so-and-so might be cheating or watch what I did behind this person's back. What if your clothes, because really, that's the only person who's dressed in a porno and they really wear the kinds of clothes that you're saying.
Oh,
so what
true.
We're really selling is like a life of not as much sexy, cool fun as we may have initially thought.
Yeah, wait, are you saying these are like cuck pants? Are we selling cuck pants?
So for the third year in a row, third year running, I have now gotten both of you Christmas gifts.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, that's nice. Wait, you got me something?
I did. It's at Mike's. So Mike will open it and describe it to you, and you can feel how you feel about it.
Okay.
Damn, dude, you had such like organization in your life. That's amazing. And thank you.
Yeah. Thanks, man.
Of course. So, Mike, why don't you open your own gift first? That kind of makes sense.
Okay.
Yours is the larger of the two packages that you have received.
The one is much larger than the other.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Should be at least 39 and a half inches long, I believe.
Okay. That's
it's weird
specific.
That you know that. Yeah.
It's quite long. I would say that's at least as long as it is. When I went to go pick this up, Donald Tappan, you know Donald.
I know Donald. Shout out Donald.
Shout out Donald.
Who's Donald?
He's just a persistent, joyful person.
Okay. Shout out.
When I went down there to pick up my package, he was like, oh, I remember that one. Let me go get it for you. It's going to make you laugh.
Hilarious.
Okay. Wait, do you know anything about it or just the size would make you laugh?
Well, he said what someone wrote something on it that would make you laugh.
Oh.
And then he pointed at it. He pointed at the address, uh-huh. and it's addressed to Mike the Machine Bogart.
Yeah, sure is.
It's a good nickname.
And I was like, that's me, Donald, Mike the Machine.
I hope that that now becomes what he calls you every time you come in. Like, hey, the machine, time for another package?
He was tickled. And let me tell you, I would love to be known as the machine.
Yeah.
What if he said it how Morpheus says it and he just called you machines?
That would be fucking incredible.
I had an S there, but you can imagine it's singular.
Mm-hmm.
I opened the package.
Okay.
Here we go. It's long. It's big. It has a hilt. It's a fucking sword. Oh,
oh my god.
It's so heavy.
You got him a sword? Oh,
it's so long and heavy.
Wow.
Oh my god. This is where it belongs, dude.
This is quite a sword.
So
it's very bubble wrapped. I can't see what it exactly...
Open it. No. Open it right now. None of us, I don't think any of us has received a sword before. So let's go ahead and do the unboxing of this.
It feels like it's made of metal. Okay, let me put the mic down.
Okay.
Hold on.
So Josh, please describe to me why you did this.
Well, so about a month ago, it feels like, we were talking about how it felt like Mike might be a sword guy.
That's right. I remember.
And he said that he didn't own any swords. And it felt like the universe was out of balance.
Wait. This is way too straightforward for a Josh gift. You just saw a need and filled the need? What the hell? What happened to like the insane descriptions of, I saw the color of pink and it reminded me of when Mike said, flesh wounds with a sword are like this. And like that kind of craziness.
I don't know. I feel like we're all pretty fortunate enough that if we need something for ourselves, then usually we just buy it. And this seems like the one time that that hadn't happened.
Where is this pragmatism coming from? Who am I talking with?
We're coming up on 2020. It's going to be a new year, and I have a new direction. Although you might feel a little differently once you hear about your gift. But, you know.
There we go. That actually makes me feel better.
One of your gifts. Technically, I've gotten you two gifts, and the first of the two you already have, and it is not being in the room when Mike puts his hands on a sword for the first time.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, Josh. Oh, my
damn.
God.
What? Did you open it?
My mouth is agape. This sword is fucking sweet.
Mike, send a picture right now.
Oh, it's got leather on
Mike.
It. It's made of... Oh,
Mike, take a picture right
I
now.
I hurt my finger on
good,
it.
Good.
Wait, okay. You cut yourself?
A little bit. No, it's not a cut. It's not very sharp.
Tis put?
Which is good, because I immediately scrape my finger.
So from the description... Yep. Okay. It will be on our Instagram, but from the description, it's a polished stainless steel double-edged blade. It's got a polished brass hilt and pommel, a leather-wrapped handle, and a rough leather sheet with a belt strap. And
oh.
I was wrong. It's 40.75 inches overall length.
Oh, I can vouch for this leather.
The picture just came through. Mike, you have directly placed it where your penis would be, so this is not even a euphemism anymore.
Well, it was my easiest vantage point.
I'm sure. It definitely wasn't. You're sitting down and you have it.
You know, it made a lot of sense for me. It made a lot of sense for me.
You're leaning back in order to even make this happen.
I'm just saying, it felt good. It felt right.
Unbelievable.
Oh, so, this thing is heavy.
Wow, man. I mean, it looks unbelievable. What are you gonna take a stab at?
Ah, God. I don't know. Naming it. I think.
Okay.
You got to name your sword, right?
Yeah, actually, yeah, I'm glad you remembered that tradition. I can't believe it slipped my mind. What are you going to call her, him, it, they?
How about, I don't know. I've never had to think about this before.
I'm a little surprised that you hadn't fantasized about, like, if I ever got a sword.
Josh, I hadn't dared to dream.
Okay.
I honestly hadn't. There's a sword in my hand right now.
In your hand, directly atop your penis.
No, it's not directly atop my penis at the moment.
Are you going to go downstairs and at least show off? Maybe this is the machine. Is this the machine?
Oh. The machine.
The machine is a good name for a sword.
That's a good name. I love it.
Well, there it is.
The machine.
Okay. The machine.
Perfect.
Well, can you use the machine to open my box?
That's what I was going to recommend, yeah.
That's so impractical. I mean, I'm stabbing it from 40 inches away. Mm-hmm.
Do you see?
It's not working.
It's not that much of a good thing to have a huge dick, is it?
It's not really a cutting kind of thing. Yeah, hold on. I'm going to put it down. It's too big. Okay. Let's open yours.
So, Tappan, just to kind of set the stage on this one.
No. Don't do that. I'm kidding. Go ahead. Do that.
So, I feel like this year has been a wave of ups and downs for you where you have, you know, in some ways kind of become a little bit more of an adult. You finally moved into your own apartment for the first time. You
started dating a lady.
Yeah. Long-term relationship for the first time.
I guess I shouldn't specify that I haven't dated anyone in the past. I just started dating somebody. Yes, true.
But at the same time, I feel like some responsibility still eludes you. And that in
really?
What do you mean? Well, in some ways, you're still a large boy.
A large boy?
As we all are in some ways. But I figured...
What the fuck is this?
I would give you the opportunity
large boy.
To have some responsibility and create some life and watch over this life.
You got me sea monkeys?
Holy shit.
Oh, yes, he did.
It was sea monkeys?
Yep.
I waited until that. Yes, it's sea monkeys.
Well, good for me for guessing, because...
Everything you need for instant life.
Yeah, all right, I'll make it. But just so you know, I'm responsible enough to have taken care of sea monkeys in the past, which is how I knew it was sea monkeys. I'm kidding, I've never taken care of sea monkeys. I've just watched that South Park episode. So hopefully this goes the same way that did.
I don't remember how that one went.
So...
It was very entertaining. Okay.
You don't even have to start feeding them until day 5, so...
There's nothing to feed. What are we talking about? I'm just growing germs at that point, right? Hey, yeah. You want a germ factory in your first ever apartment? Yeah, okay.
It doesn't say what they are.
Is this supposed to demonstrate my fatherhood ability to Lauren?
Yeah, I feel like, you know, if it's going to be a long-term thing, then maybe kids would be in the future. And so just some way to kind of illustrate, like...
What do you mean if? We've been dating a really long time in my brain.
Well, yeah, but I don't know. I mean, you can date forever and not have kids in your lives. That's an okay choice if that's what you want to make.
That's
but
true.
If,
that's true. That's true. Yes.
If you want to go down that road, then a good way to say, like, hey, baby, I can take care of something and it won't die.
Oh, God. Yeah, I won't say it like that, but okay. I guess that's true. This is a way... I could show that.
Yeah.
Where do I put sea monkeys?
Here, let me tell you. it's easy. There's only 3 steps in pictures. Add water purifier, wait 24 hours. Add instant life eggs. Start feeding on 5th day.
I have to eat the eggs on the 5th day? This seems... Insane.
Start feeding on 5th day. That's all it says. Those are the 3 steps.
Mike, do you think that he's going to get impatient and just like start skipping steps because he doesn't want to wait 24 hours at a time?
No. I have an idea.
Mm.
Here's a new 3-step plan. Step number 1, Mike, pick up the machine. Step number 2, Mike, hack away at these sea monkeys. Show them no mercy in your first act of swordsmanship. Step.
They're not born yet.
Doesn't matter. Step number 3, clean it up. That's what a real swordsman does.
I'm just a mercenary now. I'm a mercenary for hire.
Do you have a sword?
I have a sword. I'm called the machine.
It's called the machine.
Just the sword.
It's called the machine. I only wield it.
Yeah, you're a mercenary for hire.
Yeah. Well, shit, I guess I have to do this then. Sorry, guys.
If it's for hire, there has to be payment involved.
Oh, yeah. Are you... unbelievable. Why did you bring that up? I know. Hey, Mike.
Mm, yes.
You remember how many sword fighting video games you've played in your life?
Pretty much all of them.
How many enemies do you think you've taken down in all those games combined?
Honestly, I'm going to guess 30K plus.
Holy shit.
30K plus?
I mean, yeah.
That's an insane... That honestly, that's just an insane number. It's probably right, but...
Sometimes in those Lord of the Rings, though, you get like 1,000 in one...
You kill everybody. That's true. How many sea monkeys are in this box?
Oh, jeez. They don't really give you an estimate.
But you're a good estimator.
I'm going to say there's at least 50,000 sea monkeys.
I'm giving you the opportunity to more than double your kill with sword total. And I'll give you $5.
That would be an amazing, like, kill to swing ratio. And who does, I mean, that's like the number one stat a sword can have, right?
Kill to swing ratio. I love it.
Yeah. Like efficiency.
No, dude. It's also like landed targeted hits. He's taking that into account.
What if you take like 10 dirty hacks versus one clean swing, you know?
What's a dirty hack?
You know, just like missing and stabbing. Just like kind of dirty, inefficient.
Hitting the ankle.
You know. Right, yeah. Right. Right. Not an artful sort of swordsman's technician swing like I would have. Right. So I should kill all these dead baby sea monkeys, I guess, right?
They're exactly as alive as the people you've been killing in these video games.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'll just go I'll go out in the alley. I'll bring this sword I got from Josh.
Dude, you should let it drag in the alley and spark before you commit this murder.
Okay, I'll bring out this little package of sea monkeys.
Yeah.
And I'll smash it with the sword.
You're just going to hack straight down into the ground?
I mean, I think it'll probably take like one good sort of, you know, like that.
No, I don't. Which way are you striking?
It's a pretty sharp sword. It's a pretty sharp sword, so I don't have to try very hard. Let's see what the guy.
Okay. And then I guess we'll see what Lauren thinks about that when what you've been given to watch over life, you pay somebody else to take out.
Yes, that's true. I understand that creates a whole other conundrum, but I am 100% sure she would hate sea monkeys.
They look gross, dude. There's a picture of a real one. It looks like a scary fossil.
See?
Yeah. Plus, they're bigger than 2 centimeters. I don't think you want these.
I don't want them. Kill them, Mike, with your sword.
All right, they're going down.
But let me at least look at them. Josh got me a gift. That was really nice of him. Thanks, Josh.
You're welcome.
All right, I'll record it when I smash them. I can't wait to show Brian this sword. I'm going to come out of this bedroom holding a sword, and he's going to blow his mind.
Dude, it's super badass. Are you going to pose with it when you walk out? Because you know The Witcher just came out, so you got to be as cool as Henry Cavill.
I saw him in The Witcher, and there's no way I can be as cool as him, but I'll try.
I can't fucking believe Josh got you a sword the like week of The Witcher.
It's perfect. It's such a Witcher sword.
Such a Bogart story, too.
This is a bit, oh God, it's so good.
Actually, this is what I was going to talk to you guys about. So I was going to say, I just bought my nephew and niece a bunch of toys, kids' gifts. I was going to say, if you had to give like a fantastical old kids' gift, like, you know, people used to have sword fights and like Nerf fights and this, that, and whatever. Josh just like knocked us out of the park. We don't even have to do this if we don't want.
Oh man. You fulfilled all my childhood fantasies, Josh.
Good. Well, I'm glad. Yeah, you're welcome, baby Mike.
Yeah, it feels really nice. Gotta say, I recommend it. Do you guys have a childhood fantasy you want fulfilled?
I never had a Power Wheels.
Oh.
We could get Josh a Power Wheels.
Let's get Josh a Power Wheels.
You know, Mike, let's do that together. He's always getting us gifts and shit, right?
I know, he's always getting us gifts.
All right, Josh, you're getting a children's tricycle.
Do you think... Wait. Isn't a Power Wheels like the electric ones?
Fine, we'll get you that. That's fine. Honestly, I don't know if that's worse.
Dude, these are $300.
Mike, he bought us presents for 3 years in a row.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair. Do you like Jeeps or Hummers?